Okay. So really too much time for this chazara. Did anyone do like Samachay today? Or everyone's busy in some ways and days? Was there stress? What?
We touched Samachay.
You touched it? That's it?
We got like people like this.
We have like 2 days. I probably should have made this clear. Today was Samach Hei. Last week was Samach Hei and Beis. Today is supposed to be Samach Hei. And tomorrow is Samach Hei and Beis. Samach Hei and Aleph.
I didn't finish.
I just touched it now.
We got into like
Tosha Skufa. Alright.
We have a Bechina tomorrow?
What?
We have a Bechina tomorrow?
Well, I think not. But after my experience on Friday, where I had charata that I didn't have mechina on Friday, based on the showing on Friday, you know, I could have, you know, 2 days, I could have, you know, scrambled the mechina. But so I don't know if that, you know what I mean? All depends on, so maybe we should have mechina. That's the only thing that's going to do it, I don't know.
Every Kippur?
Yeah, but if I said this test is like one of the Iker, one of the things that could be conveying your mark for Solsir, then maybe then people will think differently, huh? Okay, yes, everybody say. Okay, everybody say. So in Mishnah we have the end of Yaimaganim. Yaimaganim is Patan Kefil, is Patan Dal Behe. Yaimaganim is Patan Kefil, Tvechmaganim is Patan Dal Behe. So, as we've discussed numerous times, the Machlekes, what exactly is the Patur of Yaimaganim? Where the Ktsais, famously, Tzimla Medalid is coming down to the Kasha. If someone is Chaylik Maganav, someone divides it with the Ganav, he doesn't actually steal it. So he's Koshal Eidus and two masks. Why isn't he Chayiv Al Sigzo? Surf Kasoif, he's handling stolen goods, doesn't belong to him. He's not giving it back to the Baalim, he's keeping it. He's So Ksais famously says, Aganim Naganav is a Ptur Lagamri. Not only is it a Ptur Dal Behei, not only is it a Ptur Kefil, not only is it a Ptur Karen, it's even a Ptur and that's an Isser of Sigzo, Signoi. Mela, since it's already stolen, he's just been Chaylik with the Ganav. Therefore, he's kashleidus. So what's Chan Rabba? Why by gozel chavis dechamra mekarosh of azuz, and then it went up to 4 tavishasim shalom dalad. And what's the pshat kufir aleph by gozel when it says shalbayin lebacha ba'achloi gemara of chista kufir aleph and bay it says rotsim ezegoyva. So why yichayev? It's already stolen. Says the Tzoyis, Yichayev al Tzmazik. Yichayev al Tzmazik. And so he said, even though Chayev, it's come out before Shagamar, not like that. Besides of Shainim, Rashi of Samachay says Gazlin, Rashi of Kufir Alpha Med also says Gazlin, second guy is a Gazlin, and Chayev is a Kufir Shagamar, Mamatir that Mem Gimel, he's Shai to the Gazlin. But, whether you like it or not, the Ran over there, the Chush Ran, on that Gemara, says like the Ktsais, that it's Mazik. So Mela, at least the Ktsais has a base Av, he has someone, a nail to hang his hat on, and that in the form of the Ran. The Ran at least seems to be holding like the Ktsais. The Nesivis, says he agrees Batsim to the Yisaitis of the Ktsais, except that he says that by Tavish Asya, is a Dei Chayiv al Zenuganeva. Why is it Nuganeva? This is the important part in the Sibich with which, when this came up in a test recently, a lot of people didn't write this. Maybe it was Pasha to them, maybe it wasn't Pasha to them, but either way, just to bring out the point, and that is that the Nasiv is the reason why you consider Nuganev is because you're doing more Ganeva. What's the more Ganeva that you're doing? Because till now, it was Shaloi Ve'ena Beshusai, right? When something is stolen, it really belongs to him, it's not Beshusai. Nafkamin, like Rabbi Eichelin says, Gozlo Yisrael Shabayim, Bachava, Gozlo Yisrael Shabayim, Shneim, Ein Lichoyin Lakdisha, Zel Fisha, Ein Shaloi, Vizep, Lufisha, Ein Beshusai. Means the Bailim can't be Makdisha because Ein Beshusai. But it's still Shaloi. When you go ahead and make a Shinoi, Tavar Shasir, destroy it, you might see an Ailam, then you are considered to be a Nugana. I know that you did more Ganeva. So maybe that's why Chayiv by Tavar Shasya. So Finisibas, any Shinoi that you make is a reason to Mechayiv you. Because you make a shino, it's now the ganav is kainit. The ganav is kainit. The mailer is no. Then there's no tour of ganav and ganav. Let's say. And that we said. That's in that the rosh in the geizel. He says l'ferish not like that. He said, "We made that when you ma'abed min oilam, He says, "Then you consider it to be gana, but if just making a shinoi, then you're not chayiv for what it was worth. Then you only have to pay kain shagana." So there was a question, a big question, on the nesivus. From the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says tevech loy tevech umvecha achaganev misham peshlumi bav chamisha. You tevech achaganev, you know dal. The question is, according to the Sivis, if we say that's a new ganeva, so then and there's no ptur of goyim and aganev, because it's a new ganeva, so then why don't you chayv dal vehe for the shechting alone? Which the same problem might be, right? We do find in the Rishonim where the Tefich alone might be considered Nuganeva. And that is Rishonim in Kesubis, Lamdalad and Beis. When Gemara says over there that Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, so you're potter because Kim Lebramine. And we're talking about where the Geneva was Aydei Chil Shabbos, it was Aitzah, it was Chil Shabbos in the Geneva itself. Maybe it was Kimli Rabbine, maybe it was no Geneva, and maybe Geneva ain't Tvicha Mechira, even though on Gabidal of Heitz Knas, there's no Ptur Kimli Rabbine. So Shaina asks, why are we talking about Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos? Why can't it be Ganav B'Shabbos V'Tavach B'Chol? You have the same Cheshbin. Main Geneva and Tvicha Mechira, because the Geneva B'Shabbos is Kim Rabbine, so you're not Chayiv for the Geneva. Meilo, you're not Chayiv, Dal Behe, they do in the Chol. So the Ritva brings down from Rashi that Gona B'Shabbos, the Tavah B'Chol, you're not Potter, because the Tvicha itself constitutes a new geneva. The tefichah itself constitutes a new geneva.
So you have
a kibbutz gram yavur,
the geneva, and two.
No, there's no kibbutz gram. There's no
kibbutz
gram.
Oh, I mean, when you
gonna b'shabes v'tavach b'chol. Gonna b'shabes v'tavach b'shabes. We say man geneva tefichah mechira.
Anyways,
we're
going
to be
part of
it. So
there's two.
So what are you asking? Why aren't you chayiv it for the tefichah? Why isn't the tefichah a new geneva on Shabbos? Is that your question?
Yeah.
If that's your question, it's not a good question.
Right.
Because the tefichah is also kibbutz gram b'nei. The gabbet of geneva, the tefichah is kibbutz gram b'nei.
So if you saw our meeting, then we see anything happen on Shabbos.
But you have the Geneva of the weekday. What's the problem? The Geneva of the weekday, Tficha on Shabbos is no Kim and Ramim for the Dal Mehe. It's a Knaasi Chayim. Okay, we'll Imamish a different time. Okay. We'll Imamish a different time. Okay. So L'Chayr, you can ask maybe on them also that. So why, if we say Tvich itself is considered a Geneva, Tvich itself is considered a Geneva, a Gona B'Shab, because Tvich itself is considered a Geneva, and Yechayiv for the Geneva and for the Dal of Hay simultaneously, right? You don't need to have first the Geneva and then a Tvich. You can have a Geneva and a Tvich together, right? Hagam, that Achreinim say, Ruchonin says that the Rajba goof hogs at that point, right? The Rajba over there argues, and Chonon said that's goof for the machloekis. According to the Tavah B'Shem Rashi, it shaykh Michayev Tficha as a Geneva with a Tficha together. You don't need to first deal and then do Tficha. The Rajba holds no. The Rajba over there holds that who's going to be Shabbos Tavah B'Chol. We don't say that that's a new geneva. You talk a pater because a geneva has to be separate and then a tficha. But the Rebbe says it works. If it works, then why again? What's trying not? Why in our Mishnah does it say the tavach achadana? Why you pater? So to answer the Rishayim, to answer the Ritva, we could say one of two things. Answer the Ritva, we say one of two things. If we understand the Rishayim, the Ritva, that Bagana B'Shabbos, Tav B'Chol, the reason why you're Chayim, if we understand, like a Rukfeger, yeah, that the reason why it's not a problem of Gainim and Agana, yeah, the reason why it's not a problem going in a Ghana is because since the Geneva was with Kimmel Ramine, right, it doesn't count. It's like you're starting afresh. So there's not a problem going in a Ghana. Why? Because the first Geneva was deleted. It doesn't have, it's not considered Ghana. Right? There's no Kiyana Geneva, we said, according to Kreger. There's no Kiyana Geneva, and then the Ghana Magana is telling Kiyana Geneva. So if that's true, then it's not shver from our Mishnah. Because over there, the Kimmel Rabbeinu on the Geneva, there was not going, there's no Pater of Gani Magana. It's shenken by us in our Mishnah, where the first Geneva is alive and kicking. First Geneva is Chai V'Kayim. Nothing happened to the first Geneva. It's still in that matzav of being stolen. And maybe you're being teveyachit. Lach Ragana, that's Gani Magana. That's Gani Magana. So it's not Shreb Chal if we say like a Fager. And if we say that like the Mahalach of Imam Moshe, that it's one long Geneva, that the reason why, to answer the question of by Tav Rishasya, why don't we say that should be Goyim and Aganav. So why Chayiv Dalit Tiraba? Why isn't Goyim and Aganav? So the answer is, the Rishonim is Mechichet the Rambam. Mechich from the Rambam. Maybe we'll get back to that. What is Raya from the Rambam is. But he learns in the Rambam that it's a long and able. The Tav Vashasya, that's Gebayt and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, in a situation of a Ganav, even the Hezek that the Ganav does is part of the Ganeva. The Hezek that the Ganav does is part of the Ganeva. So Mela, when the guy stole the barrel, and now we broke it, so it's considered one long Maisa Ganeva. So Mela's not a Ptur of Ganeva and a Ganav. Ganeva and a Ganav is when Reuven steals, Shimon steals from him. That's going to be a Ganav. But over here, if Reuven, the first Ganav, is the one that's completing the Ganeva, that's not going to be a Ganav. That's not going to be a Ganav. It's just a Hemshech of the first Ganeva. Going to be a Ganav is when someone else steals from the Ganav. When the Ganav himself continues the Ganeva, so it's a Hemshech of the first Ganeva. So it's all one Ganeva. Then it's not going to be a Ganav. It's all one Geneva from the Bailam. It's all one Geneva. It's all one long Maisa Geneva from the Bailam. If that's the Pshat in the Vaz Rashi and Ksubis, the reason why Yechai B'chol, because it's one long Maisa Geneva, which culminates in the Shechita, then it's also not Shver. Because our mission is talking about when it's not the same guy. Our mission, the Tavach Acher Ganav, Tavach Acher Ganav is talking about who? Somebody else. He's coming afresh. He's coming to an animal which is already stolen. So by him, there's a Ptur of Ganim and a Ganav. But on the Ritva that seems to be saying that when there's a new Ganeva, then there's no problem of Ganim and a Ganav. So then the Chara, we have to understand then, not refer, the Mitzvahs. Then when there's new Ganev, no problem going to Menaganev. So then the Chara, just like by Tav Vashasya, there's no problem of going to Menaganev because it's a new Ganev, he's doing more. Maybe it's a new Ganev, but Mel doesn't have to put going to Menaganev. So too, when you're going to Yitaka being Gayan Menaganov, it's not the guy himself. Yeah, Yitaka being Gayan Menaganov. Then, if Yitaka being Gayan Menaganov, still there shouldn't be a Ptur of Gayan Menaganov. And therefore, why does the Mishnah say that Tevech, Acher Ganov, why are you Potter? That was the question. Now, so, I think last time we left the chair, but since then I saw there's the Mahalach of the Mbaisha, which first I didn't like it, but it might be Haychachas to his Mahalach. Basically, what you want, and I think Rabbi Solomon Betzim says the same as well, that Hagam, the Nesivis says that he agrees to the Ktzais on the way he understands Gainim and Aganim. And so when the Nesivis goes on to say, that over here there's no problem Gainim and Aganim because you stole them more. It doesn't mean to say that when you steal more, there's no problem going to Maganav. Whereas Be'etzin is going to Maganav over here, but if you steal more, it's not going to there's no going to Maganav because you're stealing more. That takes away the problem of going to Maganav. What's being suggested is that the Nesivis holds that Gainim and Ganav, let's say, is only a Ptur in Kefil. The Gainim and Ganav is a Ptur in Kefil Dal Bay. Okay. This that we say, that a goyim and a ganav is potter even on Karen, yeah, that receive is held misvar. This that goyim and a ganav is potter from Karen, that receive is held misvar. The hainu. Because Saif Kosaif, you didn't do anything. When the Siv agrees to the Ktsais, it's not that they agree to the Ktsais mitameh. It's not that they agree to the Ktsais that the reason that the Ptur of Ganav Ganav is a Ptur even on Karen, like we're saying till now. Rather, when it comes to Karen, the Ptur of Karen, the Fidel Sivis, is Misvara. That Ganav Ganav is part even on Karen, that's Misvara. What's a svara? Because Saif Kosaif, it's already stolen. What do I do? Saif Kosaif, it's stolen. The Mela, if it's already stolen, so by me stealing it, I didn't do anything. It's already stolen. What do I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything more to the Bailam than until now. Till now it wasn't Darshos, and now it's not Darshos. So what do I do? And that, with that, the receiver says, oh, that's only if Yitaka didn't do anything. What if you did more? If you made it, that's not just Eina Meshusa, you made it as Eina Shaloi. Then the receiver says, In that case, b'chay gavna, you're going to be chayiv Karen, which is what Rab is talking. Rab is talking about Karen. Rab is not talking about hey, okay, folks, talking about Gazlan. So the Nesivis is just coming to answer the case of Rab differently than the Ktais, because the Nesivis held that Lagabe the Ptur of Karen, this is Svara. The Ptur of Karen is a Svara that you part there because you didn't do anything. Misvara, you didn't do anything. Mela, if you did something, you chayav Karen. But Avada Nesivis is Maida that when it comes to real Gainim and Aganav, yeah, Avada, there's a Ptur of Ganav Maganav by Kef on Dal Behei, even in a case where you did more. Because Saif Kosaif is, what's the Ganav Maganav? Vaguna Beisa Ish, Vloin Beisa Ganav. Right? Vaguna Beisa Ish, Vloin Beisa Ganav. Saif Kosaif, the guy by Kef on Dal Behei, yeah, even if I did more, so what? The mice is not in Beis Ish. It was already stolen. The Guna Beis Ish was in Beis Aganim. So therefore, the Nesivis never said, that if you did more, yeah, then there's no din of Ganim and Aganim. He never said that. All he said was that by Tav Vashasya, Yichayev Keren, Yichayev more. He never said that when you did more in your Geneva, in your second shlav of your Geneva, there's no Ptur of Ganav Ganav. He never said that. All he said was, Yichayev Karen. Meaning, because he's going to Misvara. If you didn't do more, you Misvara your Potter. We're not the Ptur of Ganav Ganav. We're not the Potter of Ganav Ganav. We're going to Misvich. But it's not Potter Misvara, I didn't do anything. I'm Potter, I didn't do anything. 1 second. So if I did something, we don't have that svara. So I'm chayav karen. Yeah. But when it's taka ganim and a ganav, yeah. Meaning, but the ptur of ganim and a ganav, right, is even when you the ptur of ganim and a ganav is even when you did more. But the ptur of ganim and a ganav is by kef on dalvei, not by karen. Like we'll see, like the shita of the marit. Right. We start with the Ktayis, right? Ktayis learns the Ktul Gami. The one that argues with the Ktayis is the Marit. The Samad brings down, and the Mabit says Beferish, not Beferish, but Beferish, that Benim Leganev is not a Pturin Karen, it's a Pturin Kefal, maybe Dal Behe, it's not a Pturin Karen, right? So what? So therefore, the Nesivis might agree to that, but he holds Misvara, the Ptur Benim Leganev is by Kefal. The old misvara, you put your energy if you didn't do anything. But if you did something, you're chayiv. And that's why, Chavisa the Chamra, Rabbah holds you chayiv dalin, because now you did something. You did something more. So meli chayiv misvara. Now, but by Taveach Minaganev, our Mishnah, by Taveach Minaganev, right? In that case, it's a ptur of Ganim and Aganim. And the Sivis also agrees that even if you did more, you're still a ptur of Ganim and Aganim. Why? Because Saif plus Saif, even if it's a new Ganeva, but you're still in a situation where it's not Beis Ish. It's Beis Aganim. It's not Beshusai. So there's a ptur of Ganeva, and subsequently, Tvich and Mechira. So even if it's a new Ganeva, right, but on this new Ganev, there's no chiv kefal down there because it's not Beis Ish. This is what the Achronim want to suggest to Miyash and Nesivit. Otherwise, Nesivit is mamish against the Mishnah. Yes.
So this first explains why on
Nesivit
the Mishnah only brings kefal down there and not Keren.
You're still with that question from day one. So according to this, the mission is good. Why don't we go okay from the Halbe? Yes. We've come full circle now. Okay. So that's the maybe a tarot. The Nesivis.
Who is that?
Nimi Moshe in Lamed Beis Vav. Lamed Beis Vav. That's where he speaks all the time.
So, you never
have right. Even if you made Ruganeva, right. That's the Torah of Ganeva. It's not Beis Ish. Yossi Lebret had a Shtuk Araya from Samach Tesem and Beis. I don't want to go into it. It's a complicated raya, but if you want to ask him, you can ask him. Okay. Now, fine. So that it's a loose end really that we left then, and maybe now it's a shtukum yosha. Talk. Okay. So, we're not going to read the Gemara. Just jump around a little bit. The Gemara brings down the Braisa. The first part of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oh, hey. It's only by Shara Sebavad. Kefal's. And what about the price? So the cloud prop the cloud. Cloud prop, no, you need Dover Metalto, Goofy Mama. Afuke Karka, Shtaris. Santaisa had a question. Now, what are we telling me? When you pass a post in my karaka, anyway, you can't swear on karaka. So, by turning down his ganav, which you need a shvua, if you can't swear on karaka, so anyway, there's no turning down his ganav. You shouldn't need a post of karaka to my Himayit, Kehim, he's pretending that he's Ganav. And Kev's neighbor doesn't help. Today's answer, no, he's talking about he did it on the Gilbashfur. We have Gilbashfur even on Karaka. That's why it's Shaykh Shfur even on Karaka. But still, there's no parsha of Ganav and Tarantan is Ganav. Then there he says, no, really, one pasuk tells me both things. Okay, from Shavuot, when they say pasuk, so the question doesn't really start. Akapanim, we spoke about then, he reminded us that we had a machlokes Rashi and Rambam, what exactly are you chayav, why you need a Shavuot, like, you know, to be chayav, Tanitan is Ganav. Tanitan is Ganav, you need a Shavuot. The question, what is the point of the Shavuot? So Rashi said, that's in the Chiyuv Kefil is for the Shvur Sheker. Rambam, who was Meduyik, said, no, Yechayev, you swore, you stole, Yechayev. That's Yechayev Kefil, because you stole. So why need the Shvur? So Meisimcha, our Smech explained that because otherwise you didn't really steal it yet. There's the big Mechayev, you didn't get away, you're not getting away with it. The Shaima says it was stolen. He doesn't swear, then he's chayiv. Calls money, doesn't swear, he's chayiv. He still has to pay it. So it's not cool that he stole it. Only once he swears, okay, now he's talking about this, and now it's considered that he stole it. So he said, according to the Rosh Hashanah, from his understanding of the Rambam, then Teres Kash is not shver. Because if that's him, because the only reason why you need to swear is because otherwise it's not called to be stolen. If I care, it's my karka, you don't need to swear. So you're gone without swearing. Adarabha. If you don't need to swear, then you're gone without swearing. It's only when you have to swear and you don't swear, then you're not a gone yet. Taste by stars, I'm gonna leave for now. Difficult cases. It's okay with Kash and Tarantins. More problems than there were answers. But then when Gemara says why is Re'eyu the way Hektish? It's mean Dharma Talbu from Amay and not from Hektish. So there, Teres HaKasha, that there's two psukim by Hekdesh, the Mut Hekdesh. Why do you psuk one Re'eyu, and one base Ishla, base Hekdesh. Teres was mapchik very much, and that's it's really one drasha. When we say Le'Beis Ish, meaning, Le'Beis Hekdesh, base Ishla Hekdesh, meaning Le'Beis Hekdesh because it's not Re'eyu. Very difficult how to do that into the drasha. So we said in the Rambam, Baruch Ber brings down Shem Chaim that the maybe it's a teretz, and because nafkamina between kotche the kabaya is kotche mizbeach. Have Rambam. Rambam, splits them up. Rambam Beis Aleph Geneva. Ganev is a Gaya. Ashagana of Nixi Hekdish. Ein Meshalim Al Karim Bal Bash. And that man, Ve'ev Loi Hekdish. Ve'ev Loi Gaya. Chen Ganev Kotchim. Beis Baleim. Bein kach kachim, bein kach kalim. Shein a bayim chayav machayusan. Bein kach shabam chayav. Doesn't make it a chayav machrayis or not. A reis a part of the kefil. Dal vei shenema and beis ish. Loi beis hekdesh. What?
Why was
what
shver?
Why didn't I like it? First of all, I'm reading Rambam now. Okay, so we have a klal from Zalman. That once we moved on, we don't accept questions on what was said previously. That's the beginning of it, but more because it makes things takes things out of Seder and we lose the flow of what is trying to be said. And you can't see Mal Mekaydish. Anyway, kids in the Rambam, the Rambam clearly is machal between the two, meaning if Bet Gabaya is there, the Rambam says Me'ev v'loy hektish. Guna Beis Ish, that he says by kachim, by kachim is bad. So he explained that by Me'ev v'loy hektish. When, since by Kabbonis, the same Ekar to Yeruvay, Masha to Yeruvay, the Gemara says, Batsam, it's still considered, the Bailim, because he's the one that's getting the Kapara. It's not considered Shinu, the Gemara says, not Shinu Rishus. Why? Because Ekar to Yeruvay, Masha to Yeruvay, if you map the shit. So what does that mean? The Mela, it's not a problem, Re'eyu. It's not the problem, Re'eyu, right? It's Re'eyu. It's still his. Not Re'eyu of Loishal Hekdish. It's Re'eyu. Bishlam of Bet Gabayis is Re'eyu of Loishal Hekdish. It's not Re'eyu. Hekdish is not your friend. Not Re'eyu. Shane came, hi. Kachim is bad. The car to a room, hash to a room. But over there, there's a new Ptor of Vloyim Beis Hekdish, and he explains it's considered Beis Hekdish because I did the Kedusha, there is some type of din of Mamma Gavaya that's calling it. And male, it's enough that it's not considered totally Beis Ish. There's an element of Beis Hekdish over here. So since Saif plus Saif, I did a Hekdish, it's Chal a din Mamma Gavaya. Samachay. So we had the Taisus on top. The Gemara says, the Gemara is Marba, that if it's Yechayev Ageneva, Yematze Tematze Yechayev, even the Chotzer. The Taisus says, what's the case? Kloima. Shekisha B'makel. B'chatzeiroi shal bal habayis nichmas l'gagoi chatzeiroi v'karfi foy. And the chiddush is that the chatzer you can be kind even when it's for your detriment. And we're saying shlich l'var ha'beira. We're saying this chatzim tam shlich is shlich l'var ha'beira. Then we say no. That's Gemara and Daf Yuna Beis in Bamatzio. Actually, there's two truths from the Gemara, but one parrot is that when the Shliach, the only time is a problem in Shliach Dvar Avera is when the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuv. He's not a Bar Chiyuv, but there's no problem in Shliach Dvar Avera, and mainly you'll be kind with your Chatzar. Parrot was Machdim, the case is a Kisha Machdim and Chatzar Shabbal Bayis, and Nichmasel Magadai Chatzar Kafifai. So, Rashi famously on Daf Yuna Beis in Bamatzio says, that Nol the behemoth went into Yechatzer, but Nol the Fanel. That the Ktzois, and Dai for the Rashi, you need a Ma'isa Geneva, not Mechayev for Geneva, you need a Ma'isa Geneva. That's why it's not enough the behemoth went in, you want to be kind of the Chatzer, assuming that it was, it's Mashma Rashi, either that was Mishtameris, even if you didn't close the door, or the fact that he's standing there, right? The fact that he's standing there, could be you don't need Mishtameris Bechal. Someone learned Rashi Yeah? Rashi doesn't say you need a ma'isa. What's Rashi saying? Why do you have to close the door? Because it did that chatzar is only kind of chatzar mishtameret. Chatzar is not mishtameret. Chatzar is not washed. You're not kind of. Right? That's what Rashi needs, that you close the door. If I'm not mistaken, it could be Roshila that way. I'm not sure. Maybe someone had told me that. V'l'chayr, it's very shver to say that. It's very shver to say that. I don't think we discussed this hard last time. It's very shver to say that. Because, first of all, the stimus of Rashi is mashma. It could be some mishtemeres, even if the door is open. Second of all, and Rashi is not a chalik. Second of all, if he's ayin betzidai, I think the more over there says, ayin betzidai, then you don't need mishtemeres. Because that's the fact that he's there. Either because he's watching it, or you know, maybe you don't need mishtemeres, but upon it, the fact that he's right there, if he's closing the door, means he's right there, right? Not closing with a 50-foot pole, yeah? And therefore, the chayyar yon should need mishtemeres. So then it's difficult to say in Rashi, the reason why you have to close the door is that it should be mishtemeres. And therefore, the more pashup shot is, that how can Rashi says you need a ma'isig name? Now, we know that, at least by Geneva, by Gezela, Achraim say, there's also, we didn't speak about last time, I don't think so, Chazanish, and others want to say, that by Gezela, could be you don't need a ma'isa. That all Rashi is in the parish of Geneva. The parish of Geneva, then you need a ma'isa. Shengen by Gezela, Yichayev, even without a ma'isa. And some explain, I'm trying to remember why they want to say that. Why? What's the case with Zeru Tadamaisa? I remember now. Talk upon him, that's the Chaim want to say. And.
Right.
The Bikash Rav said, thank you very much. The Bikash and Rashi is, Kaif Bikon, the Gemara says, you're a Goslin. You're able to sigzel. You're Apostle Ages, the Gemara says. Gemara Kuvav. So you see, Chayev, Kaif Bekadon. Here, the Kufhein Beis from Kama. Kaif Bekadon, Nasol of God, Chayev Bain, Ayel Chayev is no Maisa. Chayev is no Maisa. Our Maisa is like Zela, you don't need a Maisa, it's like Zela. And some explain, it could be, maybe there's a fundamental difference between Geneva and Gzela. That by Gzela, the pshat is, that's a fact, that someone's money is by you, and you're being ma'akav, you're not giving it back, that is what Gzela is. Geneva, the idea is taking it for yourself. That's the idea of Geneva. So could be the idea of myself taking it to yourself. That's Geneva. Shenke Gezela, one second, Shenke Gezela, that's a fact, that there is money, someone else's money by you, you're not giving it back, you're withholding someone else's money, that is what constitutes Gezela, maybe that's why you don't need a Maisa. Yes, Gabi?
I was just
pointing out
the question of the Tzoyis, who will proof, he says, it should have been that editing your thoughts every second, to be Gezela.
That was his Raya.
Yeah, and he said it's in the sense because he holds... You need
a
master. We said the right was a bit
strict. No, we said based on this because we had a kasha other things, but like a tavashasi, that means that I.
Well, the pasuk leaves also hennes.
Right.
It's just zewa, which I care. Zewa is when these are more meisel of kikah as opposed to geneva.
Well. We do some Yad Mitzvah. Anything, the Pesukim, you see more by Gzela. Shtar Kahara. Shtar Kahara. Shmuel is asking very good.
What?
What's he saying? He's saying that inside the Pesukim, if anything, we're trying to talk about that by Gzela, it says that has Gzela to be dominated by Yigzal's Chanis Yad Mitzvah. Right? So we're trying to use that. by Rashi and Bob Metzia, Chavav and Bez. Have a Gemara, please. Bob Metzia. Do you want Bob Metzia? No? Sit. What? Then you can help us. No, Bob Metzia.
What is her?
Right, no. What? Should be the whole shas. Obviously, someone borrowed it. Okay, forget it. No. What?
Someone's
going. I don't know. No. Rashi over here talks about we're not the Manasla guys, right? Not the Manasla guys, I'm sorry, not Manasla by a shop by Veda. You picked up Manasla to return it, and then you decide to steal it. I think Rashi says, you're not going to be a Gazlan because you have to be a Gazlan, b'shas to Gzela. But here it was Beteros the other. He learns out from there, it has to be Bisuros the other. It was Beteros the other, and he decided to keep it. But they had so much money, not only together, and saying also, even that, without Rashi, we're directly against what we're saying. Gzela means withholding someone's object. Over there, we see that Rashi is saying it has to be, and when it's Beteros the other, now you decide to be a Gazli, you're not a Gazli. Even without the deer, you're small, and you need a Maisa, even that's a Rashi over there itself would be a Raya, at least against his side. Okay, so that. Something to think about, but there's a Chazanish that does say that. I think maybe Rizam also. And maybe the whole discussion of Rashi and Taisus and Ksar, it's only by Geneva, not by Xer. No, I'm sorry, Taisus himself. Maybe says it by Xer. So, the Ksar did bring a Raya from a Marit. There was a Raya from the Marit. A Raya lost over there from Marit. It does seem to say they knew mice. But anyway, that's Rashi. In Taisus, we said, Taisus says more than Rashi. Taisus says that you're a Kisha Mamakel. Someone would say, because Taisus holds the mice and the object itself. Well, Rashi said you close the door. Taisus says, no, you're a mice and the object itself. We had a problem with that because Rashi, Taisus stresses, Hakisha b'makel michatzeris of albayis v'nichnasa l'gagai chatzer kafifay. So Rashi stresses that the ma'isa hakasha was michatzeris of albayis, and therefore we explain Rashi the main Rashi holds they need the ma'isa that's required. The ganev is a ma'isa of taking it away from the bialim. So that's what the essence of ganev is: taking it away from the bialim and taking it to yourself. So Meir Taisa says that the Maisa has to reflect that. I know it that the Hakisha has to be from the Rishus of the Bailim, because the Maisa has to be a Maisa taking away from the Bailim, not just down that's the Maisa in the Chayfetz, has to be a Maisa taking out of the Bailim, and that's why Taisa says that closing the door wouldn't be enough. You need a Kisha Makal, Michatzeira, Shabal Bayis, Benichasil Gagar, Chatzeira, Chafifai. That's what we want to learn up in Taisus. Okay, so now that we have that's him then Rab. Rab says, Karen Ken Shaganav, Shlomo Kefil, Tashlom Bob Chamisha, Shazim Bob the Bedin. So, and we learn that from the Pasuk, it says, Chaim, Achil Karen, Chaim Bagneva, Chaim Bagneva, by Karen. Achle Karen Ken Shagana Dal Beg Shasim Bad Bedin. So the first question that we have to ask ourselves is the pasuk needed for Karen or thicker for Kevon Dal Beg? So we said Rashi was Mashma. That's how the Taisrid was Meirich. That. The Pasuk tells me a chiddush by Karen also. And here the Tazrid is a machal to Geneva Gezela. And the Tazrid says that by Zela, by Geneva, there's no din of, there's no din of Kol Gazlanim, Mishalom, Kishasa, Geneva, Kol Ganov, Mishalom, Kishasa, Zela. Mish is by Gezel. By Gezel is in. That only after that, when you, I'm sorry, not in the comments. I'm trying to say, there's no din of Reish Lofanacha. There's no din of Reish Lofanacha. There's no din of Reish Lofanacha. The din of Reish Lofanacha is only by Gzeil and not by Gnei. By Gnei, we say, Achal Keren Keren Jagana. Even if you give back the object itself, you still have to pay, you still have to give it back, Keren Jagana. And if it's worse off, you have to mash them the difference. That's what he wanted to say. We wanted to say maybe the Ganash like that. The Rashi the Rashi and Samchay and Beis Ach Kemesh and Ganav. Come on, he b'shmeitzin dim Ganav behema b'hukhasha. Oyhuzla mishalom kiasa Ganeva. T'chsev chayim achiel keren shal Ganeva she'esholim. Rashi doesn't tell me that the behema was killed. The behema died. And he paying money. Rashi tells me he stole the behema, got huchash or huzla. You pay kishas agneva. You have to share sholeh. That's a hachiyel karen. It has to be sholeh. We should have had a discussion about that. What exactly is the type of the words achiyel karen kein shagana? Is it a lashon of? Is it a lashon of yipui koyach? Lashon of a strength. Which maybe will be with your man Tom. But your man Tom says, man Tom learns in Tlaim, and now we read this place, we know what he means with the man Tom. Or we should know what he means with the man Tom. That when the Gemara comes out, the Gemara Kash and Rav for the Baisa, and we answer for Rav, the Baisa says, you pay Kishasa Gneva. Rav says, Kefi, you pay Kishasa Mother the Din. And our answer, Flank Mekara, Dam Kahashka. I mean, various pshatim. And Tom learns that the Nafkamina is whether it went up or went down. It's not Nafkamina whether it's physical or Dhamin. The Nafkamina is whether it went up or down. The whole din of Rav is Nafka, like the Maskana Sakamara, is when it was went from 4 to 1. And who I did, if it was Hukash. Who had been if it was Hukhash? That's what Rab says, you pay. You pay. Karen can't you go enough? And Dal Beg, Shasamadha Bedin, you pay the lesser price. Why? Because we Achil Karen, Yipakayak, we pump up the Karen, and other Rab, the Dal Beg. We want to go with the lower price. So, according to him, that's what Achel Karen could mean when you're married in town.
That's
Maskana.
I mean,
what?
At this stage, we didn't
have to be close. At this stage, we didn't know that. Because we're going to ask Kasha. Well, they said, okay, fine, but at least the Maskana, that could be what it means. That's as much more as a Tyson. He's learning his hobby in Rebbeinu Maskana. Now, so the Gemara had a few shakamatari exactly what was Rav talking about. If the possibilities are Shmeina Bechisha, Kusha Veshmina, where there was a physical change. And that the Gemara said, and maybe that's what Rav says, you pay the cable Dal Beg Shasa Mother Bedin. But I had a problem with that because there's a fair share of Braises. The Brais of both Kusha Veshmina and Shmeina Vechisha, both of these are Braises that say, the fair you pay Ken Shagana Dal Beg. So that can't be what Rav, so I according to Rav, it's not true. You pay Kishas Mother Bedin. And then the Gemara answered both these brides separately. Like Chusha v'Shmir, the Gemara says, Ana patimna v'ad shaklis. And so the Pashup Shan that is, that since I'm the one that made it fatter, so you can't mechayim midal hay on what I made it fatter. The extra fat, I did that. That's mine. That's me. It's mine. I did that. So maybe how could you make me pay kafi that? Kafi zeh, if it was the spat the meilel, then Rav could be talking about that. Rav could be talking about that. So is that maskana? What's the ma'aseh of Rav? If it was chusha v'nispat ma'meleh, chusha v'nispat ma'meleh of Rav, what's it then? Like everything else in life, huh? That's easy way out. Machlokes. Who holds what?
The rip.
Okay, well, also we have a riff. What does the riff hold? The riff, the rush brings down the riff. The rush brings down the riff. And the riff says that the calls our Gemara, Dafka by Chusha v'shmina, because I know Patimna. But if it was in Spat Me'elel, the Rosh says, that's a riff, that is, you pay Kishas Hamad Medin. The Rosh says, because the riff doesn't hold the Svara of Atur Turah. We pass like a bloy. We don't pass like a panina auto to it. That's how the riff explains, the rush explains the riff. Another angle on this question is what Sruli started saying before. It's totally machlaikis, the rear and the merit time. That tells you already over here, again, when we saw the stories, we didn't really quite understand what he was talking about. But tells over here, the Maskul Sanya says, according to the Svara of the Gemara, it's Mash Medavka by Hashmina. But Taisa says, it's going to be told in the Rina Bering Tam. How is it told in the Rina Bering Tam? Because how does the Rina learn the Gemara of Tloyim Kedemekara? Tloyim Kedemekara. Dom Kehashta. How does the Rina learn?
It's a change of the body.
What? If it's a physical change, then we say, you go to Mekara. Why? The Svar of Lototura. This is not what I stole. Mamela. You're not Chayv Dalav Hedat. Not because you were Mefatim. But Betzim, since the Geneva is also part of Mechayv Dalav Hedat, and the Geneva was not on the fattened cow, Mamela, there's no Chayv Dalav Hedat on the extra. That's what Sat Pais of here says, according to Ri, the dig that we have in the Gemara, that's the only reason why Rav is Maida, because the Svara of an upper Timna, in the Maskaras of Gemara, you don't need that Svara. In the Maskaras of Gemara, we say, Atu Tura, Atu Shmei Nagandi. Shame, according to Mary Tam, that, like we just said before, the Plank Mekara, the chiluk between tlayim and damim is not tlayim and damim. It's whether it's tlev nasa ayo, we went up, and then we go easy. Then we say you have to pay the lower price, and damim is when it went down. You also pay them. They pay shas gzeila. So then, if it went up by itself, if it was the spata meleha, since now it's worth more. So then, Rav is Maida, the capable Dalmahe, is Gishas and Zayah.